You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Talked about fighting for a good 3 days straight in hockey, so
right.
If we go off the rails here, excuse us.
I don't know if we're going to go off the rails.
Well, I kind of want to at this point.
You do? You're tired of it?
Yeah, I am. I am a little bit tired of it.
Well, I did have a very interesting conversation with a celebrity yesterday.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did. I guess he was at your favorite place.
He was at your favorite place yesterday.
And, you know, he was FaceTiming with me as I was trying to set up my Apple TV. Boom!
Wow. This might drive yourself crazy, man. My favorite. Tutto il giorno?
Well, I know it's your favorite restaurant, but I would say your... So you live in Sayville.
Yeah.
But there is a favorite place that you love to visit and you love to go there.
Fire Island?
Yes.
This guy was at Fire Island?
This guy was at this. My celebrity friend was at Fire Island.
What community on Fire Island?
He was at Ocean Beach. He was with your boy Scotty.
Get out of here.
Right outside the Island Mermaid.
You really?
Yes. So I was not there.
How did I miss this?
Well, he FaceTimed me yesterday because... I think he's heard me speaking about him because I want him to be a host on Jeopardy.
So it's Keegan-Michael Keyes who we're talking about.
Yes.
Key and Peele. He was at Ocean Beach with Scott from The Mermaid.
Yeah, he has a place over there.
Keegan-Michael Key has a spot. Is a place at Ocean Beach?
Yeah. It's great. Well, I don't know if it's Ocean Beach or CBO. It's somewhere over there.
Wow. Can I get in on this? I'd love to get in on this.
But I'm trying to get him to be a host on Jeopardy because I think he'd be great.
Okay.
But he kind of shot that down a little bit because he's got a million projects going on and, you know, he thinks he's a big movie star now.
So, what's he working on?
That other stuff. He's doing a lot of stuff. But he's also going to be a guest host on SNL in 2 weeks.
He's going to host Saturday Night Live.
So you got Elon Musk this week.
Yeah.
And then you got Keegan-Michael Key next week. So I don't think anybody – and by the way, Elon Musk is basically saying that the cast of SNL has been great to work with.
Oh, sure. Well, it's because everybody –
and complaining about
they go
that.
To social media and then they trash him and then when they're in front of his face, they got no guts.
Right.
So what's he doing over there? And it's freezing over there at Fire Island.
Yeah, well, they're checking on the house and stuff like that.
Okay. Does he take the ferry over or does he take a boat over?
I don't know all that stuff.
This is stuff I need to know.
He's a pretty regular guy, though.
Sounds like it.
Right. And believe you me, he'd love to come in, but because of COVID rules and an abundance of caution, we can't have him in.
Oh, man.
I said if you wanted to, you know, I will watch SNL with him.
And does he just sit out there and eat at the restaurant?
Probably he's like not. A human being. I don't know what he
probably
does, like,
not.
Normal things.
No. He's probably got to get takeout or something.
No, he's a normal guy, man.
No, I'm not saying he's not a normal guy. I just don't think, I mean, he probably doesn't want to be bothered. You'll get a bunch of... These drunk people showing up on the ferry.
He's a man of the people.
Yeah, going, hey, Aaron, you know, screaming at him,
yes,
all the
exactly.
stuff from the sketches.
Yes.
Hey, Kringle McKringleberry.
Exactly right.
How's it going? Hey, what's up? How's it going? I mean, wow.
So have you ever tried to hook up Apple TV?
Well, you gave me people to do that.
Boomer,
don't you understand?
I had one of those people trying to upgrade my Apple TV yesterday.
Yeah, so those same folks, fine folks,
yes,
told me that working with you can sometimes be a bit challenging because there are lots of upgrades. That's what I hear.
Yeah. Well, I always want to be up to date.
So I won't name the name of the things, but this, when I was getting my situation in the new house,
yes.
the guy goes, you don't have the same deal Boomer has with this particular thing, do you? And I was like, no. He goes, oh, thank God. I said, why? Because he gets these upgrades all the time. We got to come in and redo the whole system. And
yeah,
I was like,
well,
no, I don't.
The new
don't
Apple
have
TV is great.
Okay.
Because it has all the apps. But you know, the thing about it is you just have to kind of meander through everything just to kind of get it all set up to what you're used to.
You were doing this by yourself?
No, I had a guy with me.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Of course, I couldn't do it all by myself.
Was it Sean?
Was it Shawnee Bots? I think it could have been Shawnee Bots.
Yeah, Sean.
I usually have James, but...
Okay, usually one. James.
Yeah.
But you got a different guy.
Right.
All right, different guy. So it was
you never know who they're going to send.
Okay, so a big pain in the neck yesterday?
No, it wasn't a pain in the neck. And it was right in the middle of the whole Ranger fiasco.
During the firing.
I knew about the Ranger fiasco around 11, I told you yesterday.
But you were all over it.
Yeah.
You knew before everybody else.
Well...
Why don't you tweet it out? That would have been big news.
Yeah, you know what? Because I just... The way it came about, the information was very interesting yesterday. So
okay. You know what you should have done?
What's that?
Is what Mike did back when Tortorella got fired. Yeah.
I should have done that.
Right now. Put me up right now.
I should have done that.
Hey!
To do that to Moose and Maggie.
Two clowns and aren't as important as me. Let me talk, clowns. Yeah, that's what you should have done. Called him up.
So what do you think? Don't you think Keegan-Michael Key would be great on Jeopardy?
Yeah, he'd be great doing anything. He's right. One of those guys who'd be great doing anything.
He'll do a good job on SNL, too, of course.
He cracks me up. He's one of the funniest guys out there. Yeah. He really is. And now I feel like because he's jaunting around my parts here that I need to...
Maybe you could take him out on the Steigercraft for a few beers. Hang out with him a little bit.
You think that he would be
100%
prone to that?
He's 100% a
cool
guy.
Did you talk about me yesterday?
I did not. No, let me see. Did I talk about you yesterday?
You're like, hey, Gio, he's got a boat. He's over there all the time.
Yeah.
He eats there at the Mermaid with Scotty. Scotty's a good friend. Yeah. I've been to Scotty's place multiple times.
Right,
I've been in Scotty's hot tub, for crying out loud.
No, we were talking about the old boat parade. He wants to be a part of that.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That'd be nice. You got another celebrity in the mix there.
Yeah, he said he thinks he's around because I guess he was looking at his acting calendar.
I feel like you guys, though, are always with the, hey, I'll be here for this. Oh, yeah, tell me about that.
Guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. When you get to that upper echelon.
Upper echelon?
Yeah, when you get into that.
What are you talking about?
When you break into that upper echelon, it's, oh, yeah, yeah, text me about this. Oh, I'll get this person on that. Send me an email. Send this person. I'll be there for that thing. And it never works out.
Well, he seemed to know what his schedule was. And I know that the reason you have a place in Fire Island is to enjoy it when?
In the summertime.
And when are we doing our boat parade?
In the summertime.
Right. It's not like an armada going through, like cutting through ice.
Of course not. But I'm surprised that he's over there in early May with the weather the way it's been.
I think like you like to go over there now, check on your house, just like our other buddy Joe and Joe. They like to go over there, check on their houses, make sure everything's okay, that they made it through the winter all right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
just That's it. That's what you do. Right now's a good time to be over there because it's nice and quiet.
I understand it's nice and quiet, but it's also freezing. Nothing you can do, you know? It's this whole May being a crappy month.
You go for walks on the beach. You have a little fire in your house. You read your Kindle or your book.
Yeah.
You know, you play a little Parcheesi. Whatever.
Play a little Parcheesi.
Scrabble.
The Davis Park, they opened last weekend. You know, the casino bar. It's not a casino. They call it the casino bar over there. Opened last weekend for the first time. So now it's just bleep show from here on out.
Exactly. Once that place opens, you're ready to roll.
Yeah, put the key is started up, and here we go. Bleep right. Show on parade.
So I think that he would definitely, you know, hang out with you if you went over there. You know, one celebrity to another.
Oh, I don't know about
they
that.
Know that you're a big deal in Sayville.
Yeah.
But that's across the bay.
That is true. We can't live over there full time. I'd love to if there was a possibility to do it. You know, there's a school over there at Ocean Beach.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, like you
there's
could.
People that live there year round.
You could live there year round. I mean, that'd be, you want to talk about being detached. That's being detached.
I don't really know if it's really all that detached.
Oh, sure it is. Are you kidding me?
I mean, you're a 20-minute ride. You could actually walk across the bay to the mainland,
no,
which is also an island as well.
Listen, man, if you're over in like January and February over at Ocean Beach going to school.
It's May.
That's like basically like Alaska. That's what that is.
It's not.
Nobody's there. There's moose over there. On Fire Island in the wintertime.
There's deer over there.
Oh, there's too many deer over there. Right. Everybody feeds them. They think it's cute, and they're filled with ticks, and it's a problem. That's what I was trying to tell everybody. Too much of that. Oh, that's good. I'm good. I want to hang out with him. Tell him, is he over there? I'll go take my boat over there today. It's a nice day today. It'd be 60-something. Where is he? I'll find him. Can you tell me? Ocean Beach?
Well, he was at Ocean Beach yesterday.
Is he there today? I'll go,
yeah,
I'll go
find
him. I
don't know if he's there today.
Just give me his number. Just send me his number. You know how to share a contact? You know how to do that, right?
Yes.
I know you're just using Bing, so I don't know if you know how to share a contact.
I know how to use it. Hey, look, this thing hasn't been right for the last month.
Can you do that thing where you put both of us on the same text? Hey, Gio's heading over there. Hey, Keegan, Gio's heading over there in a boat today to go hang out with you.
Why don't you just ask your friend Scott to do that? Well, why do I have to do that?
Because you got a little more status in
there. Well, Scott has status.
But Scott likes to keep, keeps things close to the vest.
Yeah, well, listen, now you hook up with them, and next thing you know, you got a table whenever you want it.
Yeah, well, sure, but I think that.
Are you on the table whenever you want it list over there?
I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Okay. Not quite there. I'm not like Boomer or Keegan-Michael Key, but I'm getting there.
Yeah, I don't go over there as much as I used to.
No, I know.
And I don't nearly go over there. Like, over the last couple of years, you've been over there.
Oh, my God.
You go over there for weeks at a time.
I'm like a monument over there.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's, trust me.
That's what I'm saying, so.
That's why. All right, so later today, Tom, we'll get some lunch at the Island Mermaid. Me and Keegan Michael Key. Nobody else. Just the two of us. I'll text Scott. Well, at least I'll look at that Scott right now.
See, and you guys could have a little... Well,
Scott just texted me.
And you guys could have a little discussion about comedy. Maybe you could pick up a few tips.
Yeah. Well, he could pick up a few is what you're saying, right?
Well, don't you guys like pick up tips from each other all the time?
You guys. He's like one of the most famous comedians in the world.
So are you.
No. That is not. Absolutely not.
Sable, you are.
Not even close. Not even close. But all right. Set that up for me. Do it in the break.
I'm not going to set it up for you. Scott just texted you, so now he'll set it up.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see. I need a little wind in the sails from you. You know, that's
just
what I need.
Just a little wind in the sails.
Just a little wind in the sails.
Yeah, you got a lot of wind in your sails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You know, I'm actually happy that the Knicks got blown out, because if that game would have been close early, I would have stayed up even later than I did. So it's a good thing that they got blown out, but they better go and beat the Suns now, or at least not get their asses kicked again. What's happening, Jerry? What do you got?
Well, we're brought to you by Wallauer Paint and Design, celebrating 100 years. Visit wallauer.com/100. This is also kind of a cool moment, because I'm not sure if you're aware or not. I am off tomorrow. And so, this will be my last update during the show from this studio.
Wow, that is a big moment.
So, on Monday will be the first time the three of us are together for a show since March of 2020.
Wow.
How about that?
March 17th?
How about that?
Or March 16th? Yeah,
yeah.
That's unbelievable. That's going to be weird. And I have to move my chair over, too. We're going to be shoulder to shoulder again, Boomer. So I better actually test this whole situation out.
All right. So yeah. There we have it. You mentioned the Knicks, so I'll start there since you brought them up. And yes, it did not go well for them last night in Denver as they continued this six-game road trip.
This is the worst start we've seen from this Knicks team. Porter gets it. Knicks just didn't come ready to play to begin. They're down 20 with 3.5 to go here in the first.
Yeah, it was 26-6, I believe, at that point. Mike Breen on MSG, they only scored 12 points in the first quarter. And really, it was not a game. The Nuggets wound up winning 113-97. Nikola Jokic was the story. 24 of his 32 points came in the first quarter. He also had 12 rebounds and 6 assists. And Austin Rivers had 6 threes. He scored 25. Denver 44-22 on the year. Here was Coach Tom Thibodeau. What went wrong?
The first quarter, we got into a big hole. The defense got going a little bit, but rebounding was poor.
And so they were never able to get all the way back. Here was Jokic on his crazy first.
It just happens, you know. The team was finding me. I was making shots. It just happened like that, you know.
Tough. I mean, that one play early in the game looked like he palmed the ball.
It did. I saw that earlier on that highlight, but palm ball, non-palm ball, didn't matter.
He's a beast, man. He is a beast.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Julius Randle and R.J. Barrett both had rare off nights. The two each had 14 points. Randle was 5 of 15, Barrett 4 of 13, and Randle said after the game, just flush it, move on. And the Knicks will move on to Phoenix tomorrow night to take on a very good Suns team that last night got destroyed by the Hawks, 135-103. So the Knicks a half game ahead of Atlanta for the fourth spot in the Eastern Conference. You've got Nets, Mavericks tonight in Dallas. We'll have it for you on the Fan. Brooklyn two games behind FIA for first, one game ahead of Milwaukee for second. Both teams winning last night. Sixers have won. It's six in a row now. And the Bucks won by beating the Wizards in a shootout, 135-134. Also, Kyrie Irving and the Nets fined $35,000 each for violating the NBA's media access rules, as there have been times he has declined to speak to the reporters when he has been requested to do so. Capitals beat the Rangers, capping just a wild day around the Rangers organization. 4-2 was the final. First, you had the statement that the Rangers put out about Tom Wilson only being fined and not suspended. Then you had the firing of John Davidson and Jeff Gorton, which seemed to come out of nowhere. At least that's the way it appeared. So Chris Drury would take over both jobs. Then they took the ice with the Capitals, and you know what was on their mind right from the start.
Two goals, three assists.
Here we go. Right off
the faceoff. Three fights simultaneously. Rooney and Dowd.
The fun one to watch was Blackwell and Hagelin. That was like, they, you know, if I were going to fight, I'd go after Hagelin.
Smith went after Tom Wilson.
Good for Brendan Smith. I mean, he's always been the guy that's done the right thing, except for when he signed his contract initially. And he basically almost ate himself out of league, but he's reinvented himself and he's become kind of a leader for this young defensive core. And he took one for the team last night. There's no question about it.
And he discussed it.
I think it was good. We're just trying to stick up for a teammate. And I think that's why what I love about this group. And I've said it before, I've enjoyed being a part of this group, and it was a good response for sure.
Yep. Response to the firings, head coach David Quinn.
Well, I think we're all surprised. I certainly was. And I think talking to the players, they certainly were as well. So, but again, these decisions are made. And like I said, it's the hard part of sports.
Yep. Not easy. That's for sure. Rangers, a couple of more games here to go. They play in Boston tonight. And you've got the Islanders and the Devils tonight as well. All right, we get to the baseball. We'll do the Mets first, and we'll start with Hugh Quattlebaum. He met the media, and, you know, he's their new hitting instructor. We know that Francisco Lindor has struggled, so any suggestions right off the bat?
We're not there yet. I haven't talked to him enough yet to dive into anything in particular. He's probably trying to still figure out how to spell Quattlebaum, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You think he's got a bunch of Quattlebaum jokes? Like, you know, because I mean, already he's making fun of his own last name. Well, yeah, I guess it's unavoidable.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him. I don't plan on talking to him. That's not how Quattlebaum does it. He's probably a third person guy, you know? When Quattlebaum's ready to talk to him, Quattlebaum will, all right? Quattlebaum out.
That would be funny if he spoke about himself in the third person. He was asked if he's one of these old school guys. Is he an analytic guy? What is he?
I knew the value of a lot of the stuff that work for players that is in that older school realm. And I've seen the value of some of the newer school stuff work for guys. So it's a blend. It's finding the right match for the right guy.
Right. Essentially.
I hope they got his name right on the back of the jersey. This could be one of those where they screw it up, you know.
They could. Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty long name. It's not like Saltalamacchia, the guy that was on the Braves. That one went all the way around. But Quattlebaum is pretty lengthy. That is true.
I wonder if they miss a letter somewhere.
As long as they don't replace a letter, I think it'll be okay.
If they replace it, it can't be that bad.
Well, if they put it good. Never mind.
Fair enough. Also, Luis Rojas with Carton and Roberts yesterday. So they grilled him pretty good. And then the one question was, things have gone, okay. They just fired Chili Davis and Tom Slater. Are you concerned that you're next?
No, I'm not. I just gave you what my focus is.
Yep.
And where I exhaust all my energy each day and all my thoughts is to be prepared for these guys, you know, to make decisions in game around them and put them in the best position so they can succeed.
That's right. And then he went on to say, if I have any other focus on anything else, I am not doing my job. So that was from Rojas. You can hear Rojas at WFAN.com if you would like. As for the two games yesterday, they went out and then split with the Cardinals. They lose 4-1, a grand total. Now it was only seven innings, not nine. But they had two lousy hits in that first game, and they lose 4-1. And no, Francisco Lindor did not have one of them. He went 0-for-3 and had an error that directly led to a two-run homer right after it. In the second game, however, the Mets did battle back, and Jonathan Villar, who played for Lindor, showed Lindor how to do it.
Oviedo downhill, 1-0. Villar hits it hard and deep, high toward left field. Back for it, watching it go is O'Neill. It's a home run. Jonathan Villar punches one out the other way. It's an opposite field homer to put the Mets up 4-0.
Yeah, they wound up winning 7-2. Wayne,
just start him every day. Wouldn't you at this point?
Villar? No, yeah. not every day.
It's like a Gary Sanchez Agashioka situation.
No, I better not be. One guy's making $331 million.
Yeah, sit him down for a couple
Gary
weeks.
Sanchez is not making that much money.
Exactly. Holy smokes. Could you imagine if he didn't play for a week? Oh, my God. That would be a problem.
He's essentially not playing for a week when you're 0-for-24.
Well, at some point, even you would agree. He is going to get on a tear.
Yeah.
But
geez,
not yet.
Maybe he should just go on vacation with Steve Cohen for a week.
Maybe. If that's what works, then take him to Turks and Caicos and let us get it over with.
Maybe he needs a break. Maybe he's got lower stiffness. Something.
Yeah.
Maybe he needs
stiffness.
Some personal time. You never know. It's a grind, as we do know. Here was Luis Rojas. What a difference from game one to game two.
From the walks we drew.
From the players they had.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's some balls that weren't necessarily hard hits, but when you put the ball in play, something happens.
Yeah, it does help. That is true. Series finale today, Taiwan Walker opposing John Gant. First pitch will be at 1:15, and perhaps Jacob deGrom will make his next start on Sunday in Arizona. He's going to play catch today. Then he'll have a bullpen, and then perhaps he'll be out there on Sunday. We shall see. As for the Yankees, while Aaron Judge had a night to forget, he went 0-for-5 and struck out five times. One, Giancarlo Stanton continues to rake.
Here's the 1-1 to Stanton. Swung on and hit in the air to deep left. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It is a Stantonian home run. Oh, did he touch one off to deep left center field. Giancarlo, non si può stopparlo. It's a two-run blast, a blasteroo.
A blasteroo for Stanton and the Yankees.
Canned cream corn.
And the Yankees beat the Astros 6-3. He went 3-for-4, also singled, doubled, had three RBIs. Aaron Hicks, the go-ahead single in the eighth inning. Jordan Montgomery, no decision, but solid. Three runs over six innings. Here was manager Aaron Boone on Stanton, who is dominating.
Physically being in a good spot where he's on time a lot and, you know, letting the body then go out and cash the checks, you know?
Okay.
Body's cashing the checks. This is kind of how I feel like when Al came back to the studio. His body cashed the checks.
There you go. Here is Stanton. So what has changed other than your body cashing the checks?
At the beginning of the year, I was getting pitches to hit and not squaring them up. So I'd say that's the right adjustment.
He also admitted that these pitchers lately have been making terrible mistakes by throwing fastballs right down the middle.
Yeah, I mean, why would you ever throw him a fastball?
I agree. I don't know. And why would you ever come anywhere near the middle of the plate? So, yeah. Mistake pitches for sure. Series finale today, you've got Garrett Cole taking on Lance McCullers Jr. Yankees have won 5 straight and 7 of 8. Yankee baseball on the fan coming up at 12:25. Also of note from baseball, you had last night with the Mariners. They were in Seattle. Not the Mariners. The Orioles were in Seattle playing the Mariners, and you got a no-hitter from John Means, which is incredible. The third one, we believe it is, already this season, which is pretty wild. Here was Means post-game, certainly emotional for him.
I can't put it into words right now. It's unbelievable. I don't even know what to say, to be honest with you. Felt okay all game. I didn't really have the changeup till the end. And I'm glad I got it. I got it going.
Only faced 27 batters. The one guy that got on, it was a wild pitch on strike three. He was thrown out then at second. And so he was pretty impressive yesterday. That close to a perfect game.
Yeah, I was on 113 pitches, unlike Johansson and Tana had to throw 197 pitches. Yeah.
Did they ask John Means about the diminishing of the no-hitter because everybody throws one now, Jerry? Yeah. Or,
no.
It's not as special these days, John. Does it still feel special to you? Or?
It is still special, yes. Oh, my God. Anyhow, and by the way, you always go to that 135 pitches that Johan Santana threw.
Yeah.
Like Nolan Ryan threw 200 pitches a game.
Yeah, but the thing about it is Santana ruined his career. He's done.
All right. Phillies beat the Brewers 5-4. Didi Gregorius, a grand slam. The Marlins used five pitchers, beat the Diamondbacks 8-0. They did that whole opener-type deal. I believe the Rays did the same thing, beat the Angels 3-1. Brandon Lau, a three-run homer in the seventh. And with that, it gets us to Moment of the Day, which is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it.
Moment of the Day!
And we found out earlier that the guys were discussing vaccines will be available at the stadium soon.
What they should do is they should get ex-Yankees like Mariano Rivera, teach them how to give a shot.
Oh, it'd be great.
Right? Yeah.
Get a shot from Steve Sachs.
Hopefully he can find your arm.
Want to get saved by Mariano Rivera? Mo will be outside of Gate 4 giving the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
There you go. It's short and sweet. Moment of the Day. That is a great line. I don't know how you came up with Steve Sachs in that moment.
I was just thinking of obscure Yankees.
That was pretty funny.
Steve Sachs, Roberto Kelly, Kevin Moss, they all just popped into my head.
When Boomer said he could find your arm, all I could think of is him throwing the ball into the stands and now having a needle. This is stupid.
All right.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
So I'm just finding out, you know, from Jerry that Jerry's out tomorrow, and then Al's out tomorrow. Everybody's just taking off. It's out of nowhere. But I guess, Al, you're getting your second shot. You got Moderna?
Pfizer.
You got Pfizer?
I'll get that to this afternoon, so I didn't want to wake up all whacked out.
Well, I got Pfizer, and most people I know that got Pfizer had no side effects. Now, almost everybody I know that got Moderna had, like, those flu-like symptoms or whatever.
Your guy with the hair tattoo, he got Pfizer. He was whacked out for a couple days, he said.
Really?
Yeah.
Jacques Alone?
Billy Jacques Alone, yeah.
He's a small guy, though.
Yeah.
A lot of vaccine in him, small guy. You know, that's probably what it was.
You hear different things. You're like, you hear if you get a reaction, that means you have a good immune system because it's fighting it off. And then other people say if it affects you, then you have a weak immune system. I've heard both.
Well, what's the truth? Do we know?
Maybe not. Maybe just totally random.
You know what? My Moderna second shot did affect me.
Yeah.
It affected me right here when I was on the air at 9 o'clock in the morning. Gave me the chills. Went home, took a nap, woke up, was still a little achy for about 10 hours. And then woke up on Thursday morning, was fine. So I got my shot on Tuesday. Wednesday was a tough day. And then Thursday, I felt great.
Yeah, you had some rough moments here those couple of days.
I've also dealt with the flu shot that way, too, from time to time. Yeah, where there's a little lingering effect. Hmm. But that also means that my immune system's working.
Okay.
That it's reacting.
So, but I didn't have a single side effect. Does that mean my immune system is not working?
No,
you're not really protected.
Yeah, they gave you a Fugazi.
Oh, don't tell me that.
You probably just got a shot of nothing.
Right, you might have got the placebo for the study.
Some water pills.
You're a study guy now.
No. Pfizer apparently has fewer of the side effects.
Here's the deal. They're all safe. Go get your vaccine. That's about the best thing that we can say for everybody. And I know there's some anti-vaxxers out there and all this other stuff. And then there's all the people that don't trust the government or whatever. I mean, look, do yourself a favor. Do everybody around you a favor. Your grandparents, your parents, everybody, and get vaccinated. That's about the best thing that we can say.
Is Al soft for taking tomorrow off?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe you are a little soft, Al.
Well, what I didn't want to happen was to wake up in bad shape and then have to drive. I'm like an hour and 10 minutes away now. I thought that would be trouble.
So you're protecting the other people on the road. That's a way to spin
and
it.
Myself, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I took the shot and came to work.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, you know what?
I haven't taken any days this year. I said, you know, I'm going to take a day.
You haven't taken any days this year?
Yeah.
How long have you been back?
About 4 weeks.
Oh, wow.
It's been that long already,
about
huh?
a month, yeah.
20 days.
Hi, my name is Mrs. Pussy Feathers.
That's right.
Yeah, well, hopefully you don't have any issues. It was funny. I talked to Jerry after his second shot, and he's like, yeah, it's fine. Nothing at all. And then later he texted me. It was Friday. He goes, yeah, so much for nothing. I'm on my ass right now. Chills and whatever else. Yeah, no, of course
you'll be fine.
No, I know everybody's fine. Nobody's saying that you're not going to be fine. It's just talking about our experiences, Boomer. That's all.
I was here working.
You were. No, I know. So who are we getting in here? Big Zoo, Fliegelman, who are we getting?
We got Fleegs and CeeLo for Al and Jerry, respectively.
I heard CeeLo say he was more aligned with afternoons now than he was with us. I heard him say that on Carton.
Maybe he's doing a double. I don't know.
Well, he does have the permanent 2 days a week there.
Yeah, but
permanent.
He needed to be Switzerland in that spot is what he needed to do. And he didn't need to choose sides. He needed to say, there's no reason to choose sides. I love all you guys. You know, and whatever anybody needs, I'm here for. That's what he needed to say.
But that's not how the other guy works.
Yeah, oh, right. Well, Captain Chaos just wants to create as much strife as he possibly can.
Hey, Spank.
But it's still, CeeLo is in control of his answer. And he decided to alienate one half of the,
you know,
the drive time team.
Spank has been just running roughshod over all of them. I mean, just pounding them all on the ground.
Even Evan, you think?
Oh, yeah.
Roughshod all over him? Tire tracks?
Tire tracks right across the forehead, man. That's why everybody makes them funny. Because that's, you know, Tommy Lou Gower seems to get it, I think.
No, yeah, C-Mac gets it, too. Big Mac.
C-Mac, Big Mac, yeah.
McGonagall.
Oh, yeah.
McGonagall. Yeah, for sure. I think everybody gets it. Is there somebody who doesn't get it?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, nobody doesn't get it. Yeah, I think everybody gets it. But that was a shame that I heard that. I'm a little bit disappointed in CeeLo. We'll see what type of germs he comes in with tomorrow. What letter hepatitis he walks in here with. Guys,
he'll claim he's never sick.
Yeah, right.
Right.
He's the unhealthiest man I've ever seen on 2 feet. It's incredible.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like it, actually.
I mean, especially, like, you know, every year at the same time. You know, he's like, oh, it's a seasonal change. Like, seasonal change? I think these germs come out and, like, attack you when the seasons change?
You must live where there are cicadas year-round.
Yeah, he's going to be a cicada infestation in the Lopresti house. You know, I saw this. I wanted to bring this up earlier. I didn't
You see that Bill Gates would have these weekend getaways with his ex-girlfriend while he was married? It was like an arrangement that they had at some house, and they was like some totally like normal house in the Outer Banks.
I also saw where he put $1.8 billion into Melinda's account.
Oh, yeah. Just there you go. Go have yourself a party. Oh. But no, he had this. So there was some other like genius woman that he dated at some point. Let me find her name. And they got along like aces, these two.
Right.
And they would like go on these weekend getaways.
Talking about biosciences?
Yeah, they'd like they drink wine and
talk about bioscience.
Basically, yes, biotechnology.
Right.
So it was
and Melinda are, you know, are trying to save the world with bioscience.
Yeah, so but what the hell is her name here? Her name is Anne Winblad. So Anne Winblad and Bill Gates would go to the Outer Banks, drink wine, and talk about biotechnology. We can play putt-putt while discussing biotechnology, Gates said of his private getaways with fellow nerd techie and ex Anne Winblad.
Putt-putt.
Yeah, putt-putt and biotechnology. Yeah.
Would you recognize Bill Gates if you ran into him?
Yeah. No, I definitely would.
Would you, Al?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, so you would think that somebody ran into him down in, right at the Outer Banks, I would think.
Yeah, we share our thoughts about the world and ourselves, Winblad said. It's just, we marvel about as two young overachievers, we began a great adventure on the fringes of a little-known industry that landed us at the center of an amazing universe. These two. I mean, it's just it's an odd thing.
I got bad news for you.
What's that?
Really bad news.
Bad news for me?
Yeah. Robert in Sayville. Robert, what's happening?
How you doing, Boomer? How you doing, Gio?
Hey, what's going on, Robert?
Gio, 15 to 20 out of the northwest with 25-mile-an-hour gusts. You sure you want to take a ride in the Great South Bay today?
Yeah, I don't, especially if you're talking northwest. That's the worst directional wind for Fire Island. It's probably a disaster over there.
Yeah, it's a great ride over.
Yeah, but then when you get over there and you start docking with those north winds over there on the other side, it's a mess. So
I don't know. Do you come out of Bellport? Are you coming out of Bellport?
No, he's coming out of Sayville now.
Yeah, well, Blue Point, actually.
Oh, Blue Point. Okay.
Yeah,
so. Oh, Blue Point. Nice over there.
Awesome. Yeah, nice. Awesome. Yeah. Awesome.
Yes. Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, I know. It's the weather and the wind.
Came over a couple summers ago and I watched you navigate those.
I did it. I did it well
heavy
that day.
Seas.
And I had a whole.
I could see what I was proud of you.
Oh, thank you. I did navigate that really well.
I said, look at my guy out there. What a seaman he is.
I nailed it that day.
You did.
And you were just sitting there. And I had a ton of pressure because I had my wife, my mother-in-law, two players that I was bringing over there that I needed to keep healthy. And I had you and your big head staring at me from the dock.
Yes.
All I saw was like four little heads and then one giant like caricature head just staring at me, you know. White as a ghost. It was like looking into the sun.
Wow, and I was just trying to make sure that I could just watch you do your thing.
I had a good day that day. I had a good docking
I thought you did a good
day.
Job that, the way that you brought it into shore. And it was very rough that day, if you remember.
It was brutal.
Really rough that day.
I had to stop in the middle of the bay.
They call them white something. White caps.
But
yeah, I have white. It had all those white caps all over the place.
Yeah, it was like a 3 to 4 foot swell out there. It was not a good day to take over.
See how you talk seaman stuff to us?
Yeah, no, I know. It just sucks. I'd love to be out on a boat more this time of year, but it's just, the weather is just terrible. It's either blowing 20 miles an hour, or it's cloudy, or it's rainy, or it's freezing. You know what? It's September, October, November are nicer than May and most of June now.
Global warming.
It's got to be – something's going on, man. I don't know what's going on, but something's going on. April and May are brutal generally.
Ice melting.
Is that what it is?
Yep.
Is that what it is, Eddie? The ice caps are melting. It's making April and May freezing and the fall nicer?
Well, if the northern ice caps melt, it'll actually push the Gulf Stream down. So this area will get cooler. So that's what's happening.
Oh, really?
It's a paradoxical effect of the of global warming.
But then that's why the cicadas are late this year.
A paradoxical effect.
But then why does it stay warmer longer in like October?
Yeah.
November-ish.
How about that?
Yeah. I don't have an answer for that.
It's a paradoxical effect. The Gulf Stream, the ice caps are melting. Yeah, I don't know, man, what it is, but I just...
More fresh water in the North Atlantic.
freshwater, less dense, and the whole thing.
And the whole thing.
The whole thing.
And the
whole thing.
And the whole thing.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.